This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump met with Republican members of Congress as a partial government shutdown grinds through its first day with no resolution in sight. Members of Congress are working at the Capitol, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said no votes would be scheduled until Democrats reached a deal with the president.
No procedural votes, no test votes, just a meaningful vote on a bipartisan agreement whenever that is reached. And it's my hope that it's reached sooner rather than later.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer repeated his assertion that President Trump will not get $5 billion to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall. Plain and simple. The Senate's not interested in swindling American taxpayers for an unnecessary, ineffective, and wasteful policy.
About one quarter of the government ran out of funds at 0501 UTC Saturday. More than 800,000 federal employees' jobs have been disrupted, and more than half of those employees are being required to work without pay. The U.S. envoy to the global coalition fighting Islamic State has resigned in protest to President Trump's abrupt decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Just 11 days ago, Brett McGurk said it would be reckless to consider the Islamic State group defeated and unwise to bring American forces home. Yesterday, he submitted his resignation letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. In it, he said while the militants are now on the run, the premature withdrawal of American forces from Syria would create the conditions that first gave rise to the Islamic State group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 15 people have been killed and dozens of others injured in two explosions in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Witnesses said the first blast was caused by a car bomb at a security checkpoint near the National Theater. AP's Kara Anna reports a prominent Somalian journalist was among those killed.
Three of the people killed were staffers with a London-based broadcaster called Universal TV. One of them was a prominent journalist named Awil Dahir Salad. It is not clear in this attack whether the journalists were targeted, although Somalia is one of the most dangerous places in the world for reporters and others to operate.
A second explosion occurred nearby, but it is not clear what caused it. The Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for both blasts. British police arrested a man and a woman Saturday over the drones that crippled Gatwick Airport days before Christmas. Rogue drone operators repeatedly flew onto the airfield, that is, forcing the runways to shut for spells over 3 days, including all of Thursday. Lucy Fielder of Reuters has details.
It was the most disruptive drone incursion that has happened at any major airport. Gatwick has reopened, jubilant passengers finally getting on board. But it warns that there will be knock-on disruption. The UK's second largest airport was forced to cancel all flights when small drones were spotted near the airfield late Wednesday. Every time they went to reopen the runway, the drones returned. The army deployed anti-drone technology to secure the area, making it safe enough to resume flights.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Hundreds of yellow vest protesters marched through the streets of Paris Saturday near some of the city's most famous landmarks, though there were fewer demonstrators than in previous weeks. About 800 people were demonstrating in Paris Saturday morning, and there had been no incidents of violence or arrests, police said. Later, a group of yellow vest protesters clashed with police in Paris. The clashes broke out when protesters started throwing large objects at police officers, who fired tear gas in response. The yellow vest protests began in mid-November to rally against fuel tax increases and subsequently against wider liberal economic reform policy of President Emmanuel Macron, who made tax and salary concessions earlier this month. And Elon Musk's SpaceX scrapped Saturday's launch of a long-delayed navigation satellite for the U.S. military because of strong upper-level winds. The next launch attempt will be Sunday morning, according to SpaceX officials. The launch would have been the rocket firm's first national security space mission for the United States. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.